are watching them. I think this is the G8 leaders are under unprecedented pressure from the citizens, not only from their country, but globally. And we want to see whether they will deliver their promise. Promises have been made in the past. The G8 meeting after G8 meetings have made several promises, but that they have not been fulfilled. But this time, the groundswell of citizens' pressure is such that I hope they will deliver it. I think this year, the three events, including this G8 meeting that presents, have been the focus of our mobilization. Indeed, when the heads of the government, some 178 heads of governments, meet in New York in September to review the Millennium Development Goal progress, we would like to ensure that these governments are held accountable. And here, it's not only the governments of the rich countries and the leaders of the rich countries. Indeed, they have more responsibility. It's our own government in all the countries. We will want to watch them, we want to report back, and we want to hold them accountable to the promises they have made in relation to the Millennium Development Goal. Indeed, very importantly, at the end of this year, the World Trade Organization Ministerial, WTO Ministerial in Hong Kong will be very important because, as you know, the G8 had promised a development round and development trade agreements, and that hasn't materialized yet. And we are hoping that we will certainly mobilize and ensure that the trade agreements in Hong Kong is not against poor farmers and poor countries, but they are just trade justice together with the debt cancellation and more and better aid is a collective and comprehensive package of our demand to the G8 leaders.